This is a story of things done. But the dog that chases its tail will be busy. These are clapping dogs, rhythmic dogs, harmonic dogs, house dogs, street dogs, dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs.
You're listening to the Ken Hodge Postal Podcast. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge, and welcome to the KHP, also known around the world to every young boy and girl as the Kenny Hodge Podcast.
Good morning, podcast audience. This is Jane Barnes with Hodge to Hodge Podcasts, and I have an announcement before Kenny does his show this morning. I have an announcement with, there's a clerk at CityGate, and she recently passed away, and there's a GoFundMe account set up for Taniqua Thompson, and she has three very young children who are in great need of assistance. So if you go to GoFundMe and type in her name and or go to GoFund.me/9A70B631 and keep her children in your prayers.
Hey, listen, audience. Let's do a kind thing for a postal employee. And again, we should actually focus on doing more kind things for postal employees, because listen well, in a case where we have so many postal employees, a little becomes a lot. So everybody try to do something. Okay. Since I had such a warm and inviting announcement from Jane, I think we just gonna let her hang out in the studio. I've been, she watches me do a lot of research and studying.
And I really enjoy this show, because I know I say this every time you let me come on the show, that I enjoy the postal world in general, because from the stamps, and that's my favorite thing, of course, but from the stamps to then, you know, when I was working the post office, I mean, I had a little tiny little, what do we call those, postal units at a
consignments, not consignments.
It was a postal unit, yeah. So it was a contractor. Yeah, it was a contractor. So it was really a lot of fun. But okay, your show today is all about the new employees of the Postal Service. And first of all, I got to just ask you, why would you pick that subject for your show?
Because it might sound crazy, and I'm giving it to you as real as I possibly can. It's important to me that new employees, a newer generation coming in, learn to do the job as the Post Office has designed the job. Because That is the only thing that's going to allow longevity in this thing we call U.S. Postal Service. Currently, there seems to be very little respect from most employees, I'm talking on both sides of the table, for their union contract. And I really want to be that driving force to get employees used to reading the contract, understanding what's negotiated, and then trying to work along those lines, because I'm telling you, it's going to make their life so much easier.
Oh, so you're kind of saying that, I mean, maybe I should ask, like, what should a new employee be concerned with? Or better yet, what is expected?
You know, and let me say, I'm a union person now, But I've had over 25 years in management, and a lot of them, right there in the facility or in the city that I currently work. So I know that this postal system very well. But one of the things that new employees should expect is that they have to come to work every day. And let me tell you something, with this new generational X personnel coming in, I don't know why that seems to be the hardest thing for these young folks to do today, or these newer employees. And again, I'm sure it's something the post office needs to understand, that it's a universal work trend.
Well, maybe perhaps.
And do something
maybe
different.
Maybe perhaps the future isn't secure enough. Is that maybe what it is? I mean, what's it? What could?
No. Well, I think that.
Can they make more money or never make more money?
Well, see, in the post office used to be one of those jobs that you get where you were making more money than most people, but that's not the case anymore. And I think that the post office is still operating from a very old, antiquated work model. There needs to be some type of flexibility, well, more flexibility in schedules, because the generation of people that are now being hired, that's a little different than the generation X's and Y's. I mean, so, and I think that they should have prepared for it. They still don't seem to be prepared for it, but it's something that's going to hurt them because, you know, maybe, and when I say being prepared for this new generation.
Yeah, I was going to say, give me three bullet points of what do you mean by preparation here?
One, okay, when I say prep, one, well, maybe prep was a bad word, not a bad word, but the wrong word, but I mean prepare.
Okay.
One, let's how about go to a 4-day, 10-hour day work schedule. Okay, now you allow a little more flexibility, and it may be more in line with what the newer generation expects.
Oh, because it's really long hours.
But it's 4 days. That gives you 3 days off a week, if that's what it is that you require or need. Or some kind of policy that's understood that they're going to be extremely liberal with childcare issues. And listen, I know that sounds like they've got an open book to work from, but no, that's important because these are the issues that keep employees from coming to work.
So they need to prepare, and isn't there some type of training or pre?
Now, see, this is where things get very convoluted. I would dare to venture that there is a postal rule, regulation, some kind of management instruction that's out there to support employee needs. But I think that the level which we work at, we'll never get to see that. Because, again, most people don't really understand when I say postal headquarters runs a very good post office. And when I say postal headquarters, the memos, the guidance that comes from headquarters, usually it's about taking care of the employee. But by the time it gets to the level that's going to affect the employee, that's not the same memo or the same understanding that the leaders intended. But the leaders aren't strong enough to go follow up and then reiterate what it is they meant.
So then, okay, upon me going to apply to be a U.S. Postal Service mail handler, are you saying there should be a change, or what can I do to prepare myself?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You know, it's not that kind of job. When you come to work, again, you should just prepare yourself to be, and I'm not trying to sound military. You should just prepare yourself to be at the appointed place, at the appointed time, and I promise you, your life is going to be pretty much all right, because there's nothing that they do in that service that is through osmosis, constant repetition, you're not going to become good at doing. Now, you got it. You know, there's some, nothing's 100%. Now, there's some people who've been there 25, 30 years that may still, you know, still may not be good at what they're doing, but that's some other issues. But there's nothing in the post office that is that hard to learn. Unless you start to go into, not hard, but you go into the bulk mail acceptance units or some of the retail units.
Well, I find it really strange that there's been many conversations and many times that you have mentioned how people don't go to work. I don't get that. Like, is that really regular in Columbus?
That's really regular in the post office. You know, and again, it's a new thing. But, well, excuse me, it's not a new thing. It has gotten worse in the last 5-10 years. And then
you couple that with a company that's not changing how they offer work hours to employees, then that all mixed together and makes for a excellent recipe for people not coming to work. Now, again, a lot of that is on intestinal fortitude. I'll use, in lack of a better word. But it's funny that you should have to motivate or encourage people to report for work. But that's what you're going to need to do in this day and age. Hey, listen, you know, today we talked about that new employee. And we didn't even scratch the surface, Jane. So what I think we're going to do is maybe next week we'll do a series of some of the new changes that brand new MHA who converted to regular is going to be exposed to, and some contractual items that they want to be aware of. Also, I have to do a little more research on it. But I understand that the post office just announced the first part or first rendition of what we call a voluntary early out system, early retirement system. And let me say, this first tier only addresses levels above the plants in which we work. So this is directed at headquarters. But let me tell you something. When you thin out management, your next step is to thin out the herd, the employees. So although this first step of the early retirement is directed at headquarter level management, understand this. The post office is saying, we're not giving you any incentive. We just want you to leave. And if you don't leave, then we've got a reduction in force that's going to further motivate you to get up out of that spot or vacate that office because they understand they're going to thin management at the top, which will have a trickle-down effect. So understand that, and you can be a good student of the game by just watching how management deals with each other, because that's going to prepare you for how they're going to deal with us. Hey, listen, this is Kenny Hodge on the Ken Hodge Podcast. I'm going to come at you several days next week. Again, the goal is to educate and to teach, and each one teach one. If you learn something, then don't be selfish. Share it with other postal employees. And last but not least, let's get generous. Let's be generous, and let's donate to Mrs. Davis Children Relief Fund on GoFundMe. Everybody play a part, because as I said earlier, when you have as many employees as the U.S. Postal Service, and when we decide to help each other, little becomes much. So if all postal employees got involved in this type of giving back to each other, then it doesn't take a lot. It takes a lot of people donating a little. Have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you when I talk to you.